and the chocolate factory. Willy Wonka is a story about a man who was a chocolate tycoon in Britain, and he decided to have a contest. And his contest was this. Willy Wonka said, I'm going to put a gold ticket in 5 candy bars. And any child that gets a gold ticket would be able to come to my factory and enjoy themselves for a day. Well, most of you, if you've heard the story, know that this was a test. There were 5 children that came, and there were 4 spoiled children in the lot. Augustus Goop, Violet Beauregard, Veruca Salt, and Mike TV. You, if you remember the story, they were eliminated by their own hand. Their selfishness and self-indulgence got them in trouble. And eventually, all of them were eliminated. There was only one left. His name was Charlie Bucket. Charlie Bucket had a kind heart and a heart that would go out to all people. And Willy Wonka was looking for this type of child. And although he was a poor child and he didn't have much in anything, this young child was won the contest, which was he received the chocolate factory. And he would be the one to carry the chocolate factory into the future. You see, Willy Wonka wanted someone to carry his kingdom into the future. And he knew this person, if they had a heart for people, they would carry his kingdom. He would not use the chocolate for his own gain benefit, but would use the chocolate to benefit others. Jesus Christ called 12 disciples. He called them because he knew their hearts. And those 11 of those disciples, as you know, 11 of them, became the way he built his kingdom. He wanted those to go out for him that were strong in the Lord and would have a heart for the kingdom and had a heart for people. You see, to be a disciple means I have a heart for people. You say, oh, I thought it was a heart for God. True. That's where it begins. But if you have a heart for people, God can use you. And as you use your heart to meet people, this is what discipleship is all about. When we read Matthew 28, 16 through 20, it says this. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountains to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. The scripture tells us Jesus chose 12 disciples whom he would turn the kingdom over to here on earth, to carry it out and to build it. He had tested them for many, many days. He had tested them years, actually. And now it came to the point he was leaving them and saying, all authority has been given me, go ye therefore in my authority. We too have, if we have received the golden ticket given us by Jesus Christ and his disciples, are blessed. Some, like spoiled children, think the golden ticket is just to get them into heaven. That's the point. Just to get them saved, to get them to where they can enter the factory. As simple as the Great Commission is, I don't think all the people in the church understand that, nor maybe even more concerning, I'm not sure all even believe it. I think many Christians would say our call is to be, as a Christian, is to be just Christ-like. That is, just be Christ-like. Let others see Jesus in me. I totally agree with that, this concept that God has called us, that the goal of the gospel is that we become Christ-like. I will go further and say that it is why we are saved, it is to become Christ-like. What is Christ like, though, is the real question. The gospel of Jesus Christ teaches us what is Christ like. Now, there are two fallacies I want to address this morning. The first fallacy is that heaven is the ultimate goal of the gospel. Salvation for the individual is the ultimate goal. But if that is true, then everything becomes a smorgasbord. A cafeteria of spiritual stuff. And we merely come to the Bible, once we have the golden ticket, we're guaranteed heaven. We merely come to church if we feel like coming to church. I don't feel like it this morning. Well, I do feel like it this morning. Or, Bible study is an option. I got my golden ticket. I'm going to heaven. I really need to do Bible study. Prayer becomes an option. Witnessing becomes an option. Testifying becomes an option. Tithing becomes an option. Support of the ministries or the church itself becomes an option. I want you to know that if we are truly Christ-like, we look at all of that differently. It's not like we have options. Okay? When I was a young boy, and I say that, I think I was 10 or 12. 10. I had some friends at school who told me, we're going to a football game Saturday. And I said, next Saturday, I said, football game? What football game? He said, we're going to see Clemson play the Citadel. And we're going all the way to Clemson. We're going to see, they were playing in Charleston. Going to Charleston City. And I said, wow, I wish I could go. They said, you can. I said, how? Well, all you have to do is, on Tuesday we have Boy Scout meeting. You come and join and you can go to the game on Saturday. So I came home from church and I said, Mom and Daddy, I want to go to the ball game in Citadel and Clemson, and it's free. I can go. And they said, Daddy said, how? And I said, well, I got to join the Boy Scouts on Tuesday. He looked at me and he says, is the only reason you're joining the Boy Scouts is so you can go to the ball game? You got to understand, if you join the Boy Scouts, you got to do all the Boy Scouts stuff. Badges to earn, and he went through the litany of everything. I was in already several clubs. I looked at him and said, I don't think I'm going to the ball. There are those that believe they can just get heaven without the other stuff that's what makes us Christ-like. The second fallacy is that this call to be a disciple was for the chosen few. But in Romans 8:29, which we just read, for those who he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ, become Christ. In order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. How many brothers? Many. He might be the firstborn among many. Among many. The 11 disciples were not called to do one specific task that he did not want them to teach everybody else to do the exact same task. We're called to do what the disciples were called to do, because the disciples were called to do what Jesus was done, had done. And to become Christ-like means that I become like the disciples. I follow the disciples' lead. What is the goal of the gospel? It is not heaven, but it is to become a disciple and make disciples. Christ-likeness is to become a disciple-making Christian. God had a greater call for each of us in heaven. His goal was to bring us into the image of Christ. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 through 8, as you go proclaim this message, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those from leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. What had the disciples freely received that they were to freely give? The message of Jesus Christ. Salvation. Salvation for them was given free through the blood of Jesus. They didn't have to do anything except receive the gift of Jesus Christ. But they were to then turn around and give it to other people. As you freely receive, freely give. That was the first commission to the disciples before he ended his ministry. This Christ-likeness is to give freely from our hearts to those who freely can receive and would receive. A sign of a true Christian is one who shares freely with anyone and everyone what you have received in Jesus Christ. This focus on what God has done and what God does in your life. If there is someone who works for the rescue squad and they are off duty driving down the road and there is a terrible car wreck and they say, I am off duty, I'm not going to help, then I don't really call them. I will work. Rescue worker never really has a day off. They're always at the avail of someone. Same is true with a doctor. That's why I never became a doctor. I don't know about you, but when I thought about doctors getting calls in the middle of the night, the doctors going here, the doctors going there, and they never have a day off, really. Even on the golf course, they get the call from the nurse and they ask them a question on what this and this. I didn't want to be a doctor. Too much call. There's never an off time. To be a Christian, you're never off. And Christianity is not just being a Christian on Sunday morning. It is seeking to be Christ-like every day of the week and to share that with people. Now, I believe almost everybody here is a parent. Okay? How many of you would say, before you became a parent, you didn't know a lot, you thought you did, but after you became a parent, you grew up really fast? Children teach us stuff. And being a grandparent's even better, because I learned stuff and I can share stuff and leave on. But as a parent, you're bringing them up and they are teaching you. You're learning tremendously. Children do something to us that transforms our thinking, our feelings, our desires, and our hopes. And grandchildren steal our hearts and make us something we said we would never be when we were parents. Remember that? My granddaddy does this. I never been like that. Remember the day? Then we could come back. Every good and loving parent wants the best for their children. They are willing to sacrifice to make sure that they get that. They will become a better person because they know the child is watching. They will really learn more than they've ever known as they teach their children. And finally, they see the truth more clearly as they lead their children to the truth. A Christian who has had children that they produce and help teach is a different Christian. And I'm going to say this, and some of you are not going to agree, but I'm going to say it. I believe it to be true. I've read it in every book by every great leader of today. And that's this. You never become a full-fledged Christian in Christ-likeness until you have led somebody to Jesus. Because to have a child is to become Christ-like. I will never lead someone to Christ until I have gotten to the point that I'm well willing to share what I know, what I've seen. Listen, and I want to say this. When the disciples said in the scripture I gave at the beginning of the service, we cannot help but tell all that we've seen and heard, then we're going to be put in prison. And he said, we can't help it. We've got to talk. Well, you're going to lose your job. Well, I can't help it. I got to tell people about Jesus. I got to tell people about what I've seen and heard. This is a Christian who has come into Christ-likeness. I am convinced that Christ-likeness, first, you must have the golden ticket, and that means you receive the gift of God through Jesus Christ, but then you understand and have a heart for all mankind. Second, you must have oneness with Jesus through discipleship. You see, becoming a disciple, doing discipleship, brings me closer into Christ's kingdom. I never understood a grandparent until I became. When my daughter, which I never had sons, I only had a daughter, I had two daughters, okay? When my daughter had a son, and I went in to see that little boy, and she looked at me and she said, you have a son now. I was going, yeah, that's great, but I really didn't. He's Greg. I got a son. His name is Greg. Proud of him. I have two now, Chip and Rose. But it is so much different than I thought it would be. And I am a changed man because of it. To have a heart for people that they never know Jesus transforms us and makes us people that we don't even recognize. I don't know if any of you have seen the movie Soul Surfer. It's great when you get a chance to see it. About a girl. She was in a Christian family, but the weekend was coming up and she was in a tournament and the church was going on a mission trip to South America. And she said, no, I'm not going to go. And the girl that was said, you need to go. She says, I got to stay on the practice for nationals coming up. She was a surfer in Hawaii. So she stayed on. It was that weekend that while she was surfing, a sharp bit of her arm off. I mean, all the way to the top. She survived amazingly. And she never begrudged anything. She kept saying, I will serve one day. And she kept trying, and she just quit. And then a tsunami hit. And you remember those days? I don't even remember the day of that tsunami. And hit the different countries, Madagascar, hit several countries. And she went with a group of people to Indonesia, I believe that's where she went, to help the people there. And when she did, she went on a mission that transformed her life. She began to talk with little children about Jesus, and she had this little boy that was scared to death and lost his parents. And she was able to lead him through surfing into a relationship with Jesus. God uses us, and it transformed her forever. She became one of the most devout Christians you've ever seen. Louis was made about her. But here's the point. God uses us where we are with what we have to reach people. We don't have to become something else. We merely use our own talents, our own abilities, where we work, and what we're good at to reach people for Jesus. And when God sends them to us, we see this as the hand of God. We receive Jesus, and we say, Jesus, I want to become Christ. This is the call of the church. This is not something that's preachy that I feel like maybe ought to have needed to be preached. I'm sending out a letter this week, and the letter is to all the congregation, and it is calling us to become disciples. Again, some have stopped being disciples. I don't think you do that when you're even in a pandemic. You still are a disciple. And I want to encourage everybody to come back, become a disciple, and go work in the church. Now is the time, now is the hour, and the only way we can become the kind of church that Christ wants this church to be is for all of us to make a commitment to truly be a disciple. Not calling you to go and to seminary and stuff, but he's just calling us people, since for his people. And he's going to use what you're good at. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that we have the ultimate golden ticket. Lord, that ticket into the kingdom of God is meant to build us into Christ's likeness. And we pray that we might know how to do that. To follow. Not to work at it as much. Relinquish the hold of our lives so that you can go through us. Now bless us this morning. Use us. If there's anyone that hears my voice and they are not a Christian or not sure, you need to pray and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Just a simple prayer of repentance from your sins and acceptance. Those of the Christians, if you struggle with discipleship, all you need to do is surrender. Surrender and let Christ make you a disciple. Thank you for that opportunity.